Chapter 18.1. Section Summary.
After the Mexican War ended in 1847, the United States gained a vast territory called the Mexican Cession. Representative David Wilmot introduced a proposal called the Wilmot Proviso, which would forbid slavery in any part of the Mexican Cession. Most Northerners supported the Wilmot Proviso, but Southerners opposed it. The debate showed a growing sectionalism, a preference for one region's interests over those of the country as a whole. Senator Lewis Cass of Michigan suggested resolving the dispute through popular sovereignty, which would allow each territory's voters to decide whether or not to permit slavery. In the presidential election of 1848, Senator Cass ran against war hero Zachary Taylor. Because neither candidate addressed keeping slavery out of the new territory, some anti-slavery Northerners created a new political party, the Free Soil Party. Although the Free Soil Party won 10% of the vote, Zachary Taylor won the election. When California applied for statehood, most Californians wanted to join as a free state. However, Southerners believed that California's admission would upset the balance of power between free and slave states. Senator Henry Clay proposed a compromise in which California would join as a free state, but voters would decide, through popular sovereignty, whether or not to allow slavery in the rest of the Mexican Cession. Senator John C. Calhoun thought that Clay's proposals would destroy the balance between North and South. Senator Daniel Webster, on the other hand, believed the proposals would preserve the Union. After Congress debated for months, it agreed to Clay's proposals, which became known as the Compromise of 1850. One part of the Compromise of 1850, the Fugitive Slave Act, made it a crime to assist runaway slaves and allowed authorities to arrest them anywhere in the Union. Many Northerners opposed the act because fugitive slaves could be shipped south without a trial by jury. Abolitionists began using slave stories to further their cause. Uncle Tom's Cabin, a novel by Harriet Beecher Stowe, published in 1852, showed the terrible conditions of slaves' lives. The book angered many Southerners, but also brought new supporters to the anti-slavery cause.